Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Doyle is here, too. Sean's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and principal of Fitzmartin, which is an outstanding marketing firm. He's consulted to a number of clients, large and small. He's the author of at least two books that I know of, Enabling Profit and Shift. I'm pretty sure we launched Shift with him, and maybe the other one, too. I can't remember. It's been so long. You've been with us so long, folks. Sean Doyle, welcome back.
Back from the archives, huh?
There you go.
Yes. Hello.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, thrilled to be here. Always great to help your guests and help your listeners.
Hey, Sean, I know we're going to talk about some of the good, the bad, and the ugly of email, and I'm glad you're here to talk about this because this is an important thing to talk about. But before we get into some of that, I think we should set the table by making the case for email because, believe it or not, as you probably know, there are folks out there, most of them are pretty young, who don't care much for email. We've actually had young people join our company, and we've had to almost make them get on email and use it. But the truth is, email is one of the fundamental building blocks of the digital world. It was there. It was basically there in the beginning, and you know, like on the first day, Cerf and the other guy invented. They said let there be email, basically, and. It's been a workhorse. It's been a steady workhorse ever since, using it for communication, for marketing. It's an essential part of the marketplace now, isn't it, still?
Agreed. I think part of the drive that millennials have had to push the workplace to things like Slack or I can't remember Microsoft's product that's similar to it, but it is driven around their personal texting. And we actually like those kinds of products. But most of those people are not in sales. And I think it's sales that still loves and uses email very successfully.
Well,
and
you know,
I think over the millennial age, people just are used to email and live in email. So, yeah, there's a majority of people using it.
But it's not just that. And I'll use myself as an example. I mean, I'm a senior baby boomer and probably, you know, out of touch to compare, you know, to some of these young kids, they think. But I use Slack, too. I use texting, too. I use social media, too. But all of that is still on the foundation of my business life in email. I mean, all those other things basically are components sitting on top of the foundation, my communication foundation, which is email.
Me too.
I mean, can you imagine if you had to do all of your communicating, online communicating on Slack? Can you imagine that? What a nightmare that would be.
it's intrusive. I mean, I see the world through a marketing and sales lens. I don't want somebody I don't know Slacking me or texting
right.
me. That's highly offensive.
That's right. That's right. So let's talk about some of the things though. You have now that we've made the case for it, and you know, there's no question. I mean, it's not a matter of whether it's the jury is in on email and it's been approved. What about some of the things you've seen that are not good?
Oh, good grief. I've named several. In fact, I woke up this morning and it's a light day, only 78 people pursuing me this morning. So it's kind of a light day. Usually it's about 250, 280 emails a day. And, you know, I finally started just laughing because some of these approaches to me are just, and to you too, you see this, right?
I mean, yeah. You're talking about people who are trying to influence you through email.
Just junk. And I think it's funny. So I started categorizing them. I just threw them in a folder called terrible sales emails on my hard drive and my email client rather. And I think the first one that I saw a lot is I call them the narcissist. It's so self-centered. And there's this pattern of self, and maybe me, might try to mention me, the subject of the email, and then back to themselves. I think one of them I've got here from a guy named Ralph. He has started by very kindly saying he hopes this email finds me well. then he drops into, he did this research and he wanted to drop a line, and my work got his attention. And having said that, he thinks I'll be interested in what they can offer.
Right.
And so it sounds like it's about me, but it's really not. And then he follows up, of course, with, I was thinking about you again, and I sent an email a few days ago.
Perhaps you missed my previous email. I love that one.
Exactly. It's like, who do these people? Well, and then that's the faker, right? The faker is this this guy. Here's one from John. Hey, just checking in here. How are you doing? I don't know you, John. His previous one is, hey, how's everything? Hope you and the team are well.
Yeah.
Like, dude, who are you? Mm-hmm. I don't know you. But I guess a certain number of people are just tricked by that or so desperate.
Some people,
maybe? I don't
some
know.
People do. Yeah, they do. If I don't know who follows these things. I call those, some of those guys, the presumer. They presume to know what you need and what you're interested in, and you know, like the ones you get where they say, they send you an email and it's, you know, it's not even close to what to describing you, you know, and they've never met you, and yet they say things like, you know, I know what a great entrepreneur you are or whatever, you know, and they've never met you. They don't know who you are. It's obviously, anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it really points to the first rationale of how to do things well. I've got some more people I want to introduce to your audience, but know the audience, right? I mean, you've got to know who you're sending this email
That's
to.
That's exactly right.
It's not just this broad generic application, right? So I run a marketing and sales firm and a consultancy. So if you know me, you could send an email to me. This last guy, Mr. Friend, let's see what he was selling. I can't even tell what he's selling. How about that?
Yeah.
Recruiting executive.
But he expects you to read all the way. He expects you to read all the way through it, and still wonder, folks. This is some of these are mass produced. Some of them are individuals. A person actually wrote it out and sent it to you, thinking it would work. They don't. And we're going to talk some more about this with Sean Doyle after the break. FitzMartin.com, is that right? Sean?
Yes, sir. FitzMartin.com.
FitzMartin.com. Quick, that's his website. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.